that's a culture that we welcome back home, considering the fact that we don't have a situation where contesting candidates come to the table and debate issues. If we had such kind of platform, people then would choose candidates based on what they offer, on what they stand to benefit as an electorate. And we welcome it also in the sense that it opens up that culture of tolerance, where people respect and tolerate each other's views. We might not think differently, but we should welcome the fact that other people still have the right to put their views on the table. We don't have to limit the space for such debate. We don't have the space for such debate at home. And I feel Zimbabweans are deprived in the sense that they go to the election without knowing what candidates are offering.